Mark chapter 14, and we're going to read from verse 3. We're going to read from verse 3 down to verse 9. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and put it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor." And they murmur against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble her? She has wrought a good work on me. For we have the poor with you always, and whatever ye may do them good, but me ye have not always." She hath done what she should be done for a hand of ointment, my body, to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, whereof this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall he spoke of for an ointment me. Let's go now to Mark chapter 14. There's the same scripture, the same thing that happened. Not in Mark, in Luke chapter 7, sorry. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he will eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had held him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, will have known who and what manner of woman this is that touch him, for she is a sinner." Let's go now to verse 47. And he turned to the woman and said, and he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I enter into the house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of the head. Wherefore I say unto thee," verse 47, "her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Father, in your precious name, Lord God, as we read those scriptures tonight, Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you open our hearts to receive your word tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you touch our hearts, Lord, and speak to our hearts, Lord. We want to do what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto us tonight, Lord Jesus. We want to do your will, Lord God. We want to praise you, Lord God. We want to glorify your precious name, Lord. Touch everyone, Lord God, in this place tonight, Father, as we open the Word of God, Lord Jesus. Open our hearts, Lord God, that we might know what the will of God is in our hearts and in our souls, Lord. Lord, we want to praise you tonight. We want to do your will, Lord Jesus. Lord God Almighty, without you, there is nothing that we can do, Lord. You're the one that we want. You're the one that we need. You're the one that we always wanted in our souls and in our lives. Lord, touch us, Lord Almighty Jesus. We want you, Lord God. We want need you, Lord. Oh, God Almighty, do a mighty work of the Holy Spirit tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you touch the hearts of the people, Lord God, tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that your Spirit, Lord God, come forth in this place, Lord Jesus. Walk among the house of this church, Lord God, because we are needful people, Lord God. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you more than ever before, Lord God, because we are living the last days, Lord. We need you, Lord. Come, Lord God, in a name which is above every name, we ask that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody says amen. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I want to speak to you tonight on the topic of God is able to forget your past and my past. He's able to forget. And we see tonight as we read the scriptures that a Pharisee has invited Jesus to his place for dinner, and I think he had something in his mind to criticize Jesus, to pull him down, because the Bible calls him his Pharisee. And then this woman came along, and she, as she's come along, that she broke that box of the ointment, and she's starting to anoint his head and starting to wash his feet and then anoint him all over the place, all over. And then he says to himself, if only Jesus knew that woman that touched him, he was a sinner. The Bible calls her that she was really a sinner. But because what the Lord has done in her life, she wanted to pay him back. She wanted to do something for God. Hallelujah. Want to do something. Because the Bible says that he has cast out about 7 devils out of her life. And because he has cast out 7 devils, that woman, she wasn't the same again. She was a new woman, hallelujah. She was a new person, hallelujah. Amen. She was a new person, amen. And when the Lord touches you and touches me and touches you, you can never be the same again, hallelujah. You can never say, I am the same again, hallelujah. Because when just a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ, you can never see never be the same again. You're going to be a different person, hallelujah. Because Jesus has touched you and she's touching me, hallelujah, amen. And Jesus, he touched that woman in a mighty way, cast out 7 demons out of her life. And because of that, she says, I want to do something for my Lord. I want to worship him. I want to praise him. Hallelujah. I want to do something. And that was what she did. It was just a thanksgiving unto God. It was something about worship. Hallelujah. And the Bible calls it that inhabits of the praises of his people. Hallelujah. And we worship the Lord tonight. And we praise the Lord tonight. And we entertain the presence of the Lord tonight, and as in the middle of the presence of the Lord, the Lord inhabits of the presence of the people. Hallelujah! Can you believe that, saints of God? We are living in the year 2018, and we worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! We have faith to believe God is able to do much more than he ever done in our lives. He can do more in our lives. He can touch us more in our lives. Hallelujah! I can never stop having experience experience with God, because I want God to touch me more in my life, hallelujah, more and more, hallelujah, because I love him with all of my heart. And when we love somebody, you can do anything for that person, hallelujah. And I love my God tonight because he brought me out of the miry clay upon the rock to stay, hallelujah. He saved me from the pits of hell, hallelujah. He brought me out of the muddy clay. He brought me out of hell's darkness into the beautiful light of the Lord and Savior Jesus. Hallelujah. The more the person is filled with sin and that, and when it comes to Jesus, then that person he cannot help himself or herself to worship God with all of the hearts and with all of the souls. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He is the accuser of the brethren and of the sisters too. You know, he's not an accuser outside of this walls here. He's not an accuser of the saints there because he's got them anyway. But he's the accuser of the brethren. He's accusing us. He accuses us if we do something wrong. He accuses us, oh, he did this, he did this, he did this. But I want you to know, we've got a God that's not very far from any one of us. Hallelujah. We've got a God. Hallelujah. And he takes it and says, I don't know that sin. Hallelujah. I don't know that. Hallelujah. He's able to forget our sins. Hallelujah. We don't have that ability to forget our sins, but God has the ability to forget the sins of us. Hallelujah. And we can say tonight that we are washed. We are born again Christians. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we can say tonight that Jesus has saved us from the wrath to come. Hallelujah to Jesus, to the Almighty God. If he was a prophet, he would have known. Simon the leper said, the Pharisee says, if he was a prophet, he would have known that this woman is a sinner. The people out there, they might think that we're still sinning, we're still sinners, but God can see us as a whole person. You see, as clean person, because we have come to Jesus Christ and he has washed us with his precious blood. He has washed us he has filled us with his precious spirit. Hallelujah. We might not, to the world, we might not think that we are the sons of God, but we are the sons of God and the children of God today. Hallelujah, because he has washed us with his spirit. He has touched us with the Holy Spirit. He has separated us for his glorious appearance of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has separated us that we might be the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We are the bride of Christ. We are the call out ones. We are the call out ones, the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We are very special people tonight because we are the bride of Christ. When Jesus comes, he's going to be our bridegroom, and we are the bride of Christ. We're going to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 39, it says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. If nothing, so tribulation or a nakedness or anything, nothing says that can separate us from the love of God when we go forward. But there is something that can separate us from the love of God. Something that we had in past. And the devil always comes and says, but you did this, you did that, you did that, you did that, you did that. And if we don't be careful, we can fall back to the same situation again. I was following a man that he was a few years ago now, he was gay. And this man, he went to the Pentecostal church and he gave his life to the Lord. And he was a transformed man, he was a different man. He was transformed. He was in the choir. he was testified. He would go out in the streets and he was giving out pamphlets, and he says, I was once lost, but now I'm found. And he was so close to the Lord, and he would go out to the streets and he would testify. He was telling people how the Lord saved him. And he was in the choir. He was singing and he was praising God. He was praying for 2 or 3 years. And then after a while, I haven't heard anything of him anymore. I haven't for about 3 years. And then about another 3 years later, I saw a documentary, and I saw him on this documentary. He asked him, "What happened to you?" In the meantime, he got married. In the meantime, he got married, and he had a family. But then I saw him, you know, in a documentary about 3 years later. He says, "How come you don't go to church anymore? What happened?" He says, "I just don't want to do that anymore. I just don't want what happened to you. I just don't want to do that anymore." You see, he was a transforming man. He was a man, and God touched him, and God would save him. But somehow he's allowed his old life to come back to him, and the devil got him back. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But there is something, you know, if we allow this little thing to for the devil to point us at that and brought us back, he can separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if we go forth, and if we go all the way, hallelujah, and we pray to the Lord, and we seek after his righteousness, and we hold nothing, then nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can do any harm to us, because Jesus has everything under control. Hallelujah. And then this woman, because she loved Jesus so much, she wanted to do something. So she broke that alabaster box, and she says, I don't want to remind this box anymore. That was because I was a sinner before, but now I'm not a sinner anymore. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. And she broke that alabaster box. I don't want to have anything to do with this ointment anymore. I want just to give an offering unto the Lord, because I don't want this box to remind me my old life. I want to have a new life. I want to have a new way. I want to go on for the Lord. Because Jesus just touched me. I don't want to think anything anymore, but I just want to think about my future, and I want to be on with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the only one, that Savior that saves me. Hallelujah. Nothing, saints of God, can separate us from the love of God, except that, you know, if we allow something to happen that we have in our old life, that can happen. Jeremiah went down into the potter's house. And then he was looking at the different vessels there. He saw the man that at the potter's house. He had some mud there. He was trying to make a vessel, and then as he was making the vessel, he saw something in that vessel that wasn't right. It wasn't right. It was something, I don't know, it might have been a little stone or a little stick there. So what he did, he broke that vessel again, and then he took that little stick out of it and threw it away, and he started again, and he started again, and he started again, and he started again. And sometimes we are feel the same way, that you know, we go on with our lives, and we go on. And Jesus, if you see something in our lives, he needs to take that away out of our lives, because it doesn't need to be there. And that woman, when she broke that alabaster box, she says, "I don't want to have anything anymore that reminds me out of my previous life. I don't want this. I don't want that to remind me." That's why she broke it, and she offered up to the Lord as a worship. She offered up as a praises unto the Lord. She anointed him. She anointed his head. She anointed his feet. She cried. She wiped his feet with hair. And then we see, she gave it up. She gave it up willingly. Willingly, she gave it up. And she says, I don't want to have anything to do with this box anymore because it reminds me my old life. And then we read in Jeremiah, when Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, that he broke it. He broke that mud. He broke that earthly vessel, and he started all over again. And somehow, saints of God, what God he can do, you know, he can bring a circumstance in our lives, and he can, because we hold that thing in our lives so hard, and then it's not pleasing God, and doesn't please God, and that we keep that in our hearts, and then what God can do, he says, I'm going to do that forcefully, and he allows some circumstances to come in your life, and he can bring you down into your knees, and said, I'm gonna rebuild you again. Probably about 25 years ago, we used to meet in that back church there anymore before. And I remember this woman was coming to the house of the Lord, was coming continually, coming week after week. And she loved the church. She loved with the saints of God. She loved to be close to the saints of God. But she had something in her heart which she didn't want to give it up, this thing. And I remember the preacher was preaching and said something that sometimes God, he will ask you to give something away that you love so much, to give something away. And she could not give that thing away. And we never saw her again. She traded Jesus with some earthly thing. And now we don't see her anymore. I haven't seen her for 25 years. But saints of God, there is nothing can stand in the front of us with Jesus. We can never compare him with anything. We can never exchange Jesus with anything. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but leave me Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want the world. I want to have Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Because I know one day I'm going to have life eternal with him. Hallelujah. I know one day he's going to come, he's going to call us, and he's going to say, come up higher. Hallelujah. And all these things, there's nothing. It's all rubbish. All rubbish that we do. But with Jesus, all the things that we do is eternal things. Hallelujah. One day we're going to be in his presence. One day we're going to live with him forever and ever. One day he's going to make us kings and priest, hallelujah, because Jesus Christ, he is worthy to be praised, worthy to give you him your honor. There is nothing to exchange him. Don't exchange your soul for anything of this world, hallelujah. Don't exchange anything. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And he will fulfill the desires of your heart. He will fulfill the desires of your heart, hallelujah. And whatever you seek in your life, seek after him, and he will fulfill it, hallelujah, because he loves us so much, and he wants to please us, he wants us to, because we're his children. He's a heavenly father. If we ask a heavenly father to give us a piece of bread, he's not going to give us a stone. But when we ask Jesus to give us His Holy Spirit, He will give us to us. He will give us willingly. Hallelujah. If we are sick, we will pray that the Lord touch our bodies. He will heal us. Hallelujah. If we want victory, He will give us victory. If we want something from the Lord, He will give us. Hallelujah. According to His will. Hallelujah. Because He loves us so much. What more we want? And that woman, she loved Him so much because He cast out 7 demons out of her life. And then the Pharisee, he was trying to ridicule Jesus, to pull Him down and to tell him that if He was a prophet, and if He knew that woman that touched Him, He would never allow that. But when Jesus forgives someone who's got so much sin and deliver him from hell, so that we can love Him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls. Much is given, much is required. Much is Jesus forgive us, we love Him more. Little, if we forgive us little, if we are little, then we just don't praise Him too much. But thanks be to God that hang on to the Lord. Hang on to the Lord. Maybe one day you're going to be in the potter's wheel. And in the potter's wheel, the Lord is going to see something, a little mire inside, a little stick or a little stone. Maybe He's going to bring it down. He's going to crush it there again. And He's going to crush it down. And then He's going to start again. That's okay, my child. That's okay, my child. That's okay. I know that hurts. I know that's painful. I know that it hurts you and it's painful. But that's okay. I'm here to help you. I'm here to give you new life. I'm going to make you again. I'll make you a new person again. I'll make you a new life. I'll give you new life. I'm making you man. I'm making you woman. Hallelujah. I'll make you more. You're going to be more. You're gonna be more powerful this time. I'm gonna make you more stronger this time. I'm gonna make you more powerful. I'm gonna give you more of my spirit this time. Hallelujah. So don't worry. When these things are coming, Jesus is there to help us. Jesus is there to touch us. Jesus is there to give us what we need. Hallelujah. And if we go through a trial, He will give us a strength to go through. If whatever we need, we have found that in Jesus. Don't worry. Hallelujah. If a prayer is not answered yet, keep praying till the prayer has answered, because He will do it in His time. I remember I was reading an article in a Pentecostal Herald. This woman, she had a son, and she was a Pentecostal woman. She would go to church, and she was praying. And her son would not come to church. He would not come. We had nothing. She was praying for 25 years, and she never saw her son coming to church. He fell. He fell, that man, from stairs. He fell, and he was in the hospital. And then his mother, he went there, and she was praying. And he was in a coma for about 6 months. In the meantime, in 6 months, his mother died. His mother died. And then somehow, miraculously, he came back again. And he was a strong man again. And then because he saw his mother died and then prayed for him for 25 years, he went to church. He gave his life over to Jesus. He was baptized in the Spirit, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he was baptized in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It took 25 years for that man to be saved. His mother never saw him saved. But one day she's going to see him. She's going to see him in glory. Hallelujah. She's going to see him one day. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't keep your hopes up. Don't give up for anything. Hallelujah. Give up. Don't give up. Just keep up. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Keep on praying. Keep on loving Jesus. Keep on and keeping on. Because one day it's going to be worth it all. When we see Jesus, when we see the Savior, when we see the Lord.